Blog Talk Radio.
White light and desperation, hard time and conversations. No one should ever love me like you do. Sometimes my bad decisions define my false suspicions. No one should ever love me like you do. While I'm on this road, you take my hand. Somehow you really look who I really am. I push you away, still you won't let go. You grow your roses on my barren soul.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
To be loved by you. Confidence was shaking, my own, my past was saying, no one should ever love me like you do.
Inspirational conversations from coast to coast, along with my co-host Zaria Brown, who is a student at Mercer University and CEO of Not Limited LLC. So who am I? Who is Zaria Brown? Zaria, good morning. I should say good afternoon. Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now with you.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, I'm in my second semester, spring semester of my sophomore year in college, and just trying to navigate that, as well as, like you mentioned, I am CEO of a business I recently founded, which is Not Limited LLC. Right now it's a clothing brand, which really was formed to be able to inspire and encourage people to have and adopt an anti-victim mentality in life and know that with God they are not limited to their current circumstances or anything in life that could be preventing them from being their best selves and fulfilling God's will for their lives. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me, and I'm always glad and very happy to join you for the podcast.
Thank you so much, Zaria. And, you know, as we walk with the Lord, we know that all we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, which really means that your line tells the story, not limited. Today, we are going to share some thoughts about Thomas Dorsey's story and the song that he composed titled Precious Lord, Take My Hand. But before we get started, I am going to read a story and let you know exactly how all of this originated in his life. But before we get started, I would like to open in prayer. And today I have Rashida Coster, who will pray for this program and pray for you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day that you have given us. Every day your mercies are new, and you shower us in all ways. You rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous. You give to all freely to show us your love faithfully, and we thank you for that faithful love that you show to all humanity. And Heavenly Father, we pray as we look into Thomas Dorsey, may the message that's being shared touch our hearts. May your words, which are spoken through this message, get planted on our hearts, and may it get planted even deeper, rooted deeper into our hearts, so that as we hear, we can be transformed with our minds being renewed with your word and the encouragement of your ways. Let this message refresh our spirit, soul, and body, so that we can be made strong in you and glorify you in our lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Well, this may sound like a sad story, and it is to a degree, but it has a purposeful message in the end. And this is the story. It says that many unfortunate events in one's life are beautifully turned into inspiration by creative people, including the musicians, and they make use of their God-given talents to convert their sorrows of pains into a wonderful craft. One great example of which was the classic tune, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, or most commonly known as Take My Hand, Precious Lord. The legendary gospel musician Thomas Andrew Dorsey wrote the hymn in the early 1930s following a tragic event that struck his family. Yes, this song has a sad background, and that was probably the darkest moment of Dorsey's life. But with the help of God and the people he used as instruments, Dorsey was able to overcome his life storm and came out stronger than ever. Not only that, he left us such a great hymn that many people came to love and continue to sing up to the present. And before going into the poignant story behind the song, let's listen to the amazing live singing of the hymn first. And Kelly Price is the person who is singing this song. And then I will tell you more about Thomas Dorsey.
When I think about some of the rough patches I've gone through in my life, I'm so grateful that I've had the ability to kind of soothe my own soul through the gift of writing that God has blessed me with, songs like Healing. But when I think about the generations before and I remember hearing the hymns and the songs of the old school, I think about hearing my grandmother sing on Sunday morning and what she would sing if she found herself in the positions that I found myself in at times. And one song crosses my mind, it goes a little like this. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am weak and high. When I think about some of the rough patches I've gone through in my life, I'm so grateful that I've had the ability to kind of soothe my own soul through the gift of writing that God has blessed me with, songs like Healing. But when I think about the generations before and I remember hearing the hymns and the songs of the old school, I think about hearing my grandmother sing on Sunday morning and what she would sing if she found herself in the positions that I found myself in at times. And one song crosses my mind. It goes a little like this. Precious.
Precious Lord, take my hand. That was Kelly Price. And there are many other artists who sang that song. But I am looking on the bio site of Thomas A. Andrew Dorsey, and I want to read the sad song background bio that is here. And it says that Thomas Andrew Dorsey was a fairly new husband in 1932. He and his wife, Nettie, are expecting their first baby at that time. On one hot afternoon in August, Dorsey was set to leave for St. Louis. He had to attend a large revival meeting in the said place where he will be featured as a soloist. Thinking of his wife's condition, who may be giving birth at any time, Dorsey didn't feel like going to the event. However, the thought of hundreds of people expecting his presence urged him to go in the end. In the midst of the steaming audience of St. Louis, where a huge crowd gathered, Dorsey was asked to sing repeatedly. When he finally had the chance to take a rest, a young messenger came running to him. The message on the Western Union telegram that the boy brought him shattered Dorsey's world in an instant. Written on the yellow sheet was the heartbreaking statement, "Your wife just died." He rushed to his hometown and learned that his wife had given birth. It's a mixture of emotions that engulfed him at that moment. He had a new child, but his wife died without them exchanging any words. But that evening, the baby also passed away. Dorsey buried them together in the same casket. After that, the musician's world fell apart. Somehow he felt that God was unjust and didn't want to write songs for him anymore. But during Dorsey's most down moment, God's boundless love abounded in his life. He never left his side and used other people to shower him his compassion. The Almighty was protected him until the storm he faced passes by. So the writing of the song. One day Dorsey recalled an old pentatonic tune he learned from Sunday school back in his younger years. He arranged this song and put his own words to it. Those words became the lyrics of the gospel song, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." It then became the most famous among the many hymns he wrote. He gave it to his friend, Professor Fryer, and the latter soon introduced it to the Ebenezer Baptist Church Choir in Atlanta, Georgia. Martin Luther King Sr., who was the pastor at that time, fell in love with the song immediately, then became a favorite gospel tune. of King. And so today, once again, many gospel singers have recorded that song, like Mahalia Jackson, Elvis Presley, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Aretha Franklin, and many more. But we know how precious the Lord is in our lives. You see, we can't live without God's glory. We need him in our lives. He is our all in all. There's no life without Christ. We can't stand on our own two feet without his strength. There's no way we can possibly endure the challenges of life without his strength. And with that, I would like for Zaria, my co-host, to read what it is about living in God's glory.
Yes, so living for God's glory. Living for God's glory is a process. It's a lifestyle radically different than any other way of living. It requires continual humbling and repentance. Know that God has total grace for you today. He knows what is holding you back from fully encountering him, and he knows what entangles you to the ways of the world. And he has a perfect plan to deliver you from any bondage that you may be experiencing. Trust him and have patience. Come before his throne as often as possible and lay down your achievements at his feet. Experience the glory of God through his love and creation. Let his loving kindness mold and shape you into the likeness of Jesus. Live for the glory of God today and experience a life free from the burden of pursuing fame and reputation.
So what does that actually entail? I would say it entails being humble. So what is humility? I'm going to let Rashida Koster explain to us what that looks like.
So what does it look like to live for the glory of God? Living for God's glory requires true humility. Humility isn't acting as if you're bad at things that you're good at. You don't have to turn away every kind or encouraging word that gets spoken to you. True humility is acknowledging God has given you the gifts and talents you possess and acting on that knowledge by living for God's glory alone. True humility takes compliments and encouragement straight to God in the secret place, laying down any good you have done back at the feet of Jesus in worship. Again, you are meant for greatness. You are designed to live a life effective and good works. Just don't take credit where credit is not due. How can you lead a life devoted to the glory of God? You must first begin by spending time encountering the glory of God for yourself. Psalm 97, verse 1 through 5 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth." God's glory is here on the earth. All throughout Scripture, we read of God's glory displayed throughout creation. His glory is revealed in his love, in his nearness, and even in you as God's crown of creation. Spend time meditating on how glorious God is.
Exactly. We need to spend time meditating on his glory. Zaria, I'm going to have you kind of give us some feedback and let the people know how God has performed glory in your life.
Yeah, so I feel like this message is very important and something that I feel like more recently I kind of began to take more seriously. I feel like with anybody, but especially the younger generation, I know, like, just from my peers and friends, a lot of people want to be successful in life, or even, like I said earlier, pursuing a reputation of, like, fame or being famous and things of that nature. And it's important to know that we're here on this earth to please God and to give God glory through the things that we do rather than man. And I, for me, that's definitely a huge motivation for why I started Not Limited. God gave me the message that he put on my heart to share. And for me, it's something that I want to build. I want it to be even international, an international brand, to spread this message with other people. And everything that I do, whether it's through the business or in my individual life, I try to remember that it's to bring God glory. So, like I said, even in my everyday life, like in school, school is very hard. I think everyone knows that. And for me, it's important to know that while I'm here on this earth and I'm doing things to, I guess, live the lifestyle I would want to live, it's still important to know that you're a reflection of Christ in everything you do. So if I don't feel like, you know, preparing for an exam well enough or doing something in school, I have to remember that I'm supposed to be set apart, and basically my actions reflect on God if I consider myself a Christian. So it's just like, I feel like in my everyday life, and even like I said, what I'm trying to do with Not Limited, I definitely am aiming to live to please God and bring him glory through the things that I do. And like you said, humility is a huge part of that. So from the littlest thing, if I do good on an exam, I'm always saying, you know, that was God. Thank you, God. He's the one who allowed me to be able to do that. Because at the end of the day, none of us would be here without him. So, yeah, that's what it means to me.
Oh, that is so wonderful, because you're absolutely correct. We are disciples for Christ. And if we are disciples for Christ, we got to walk like him. We got to talk like him. And we have to live like him. And also, when we show our love for others, that demonstrates the love he has embedded us with and through the Holy Spirit, in terms of having the power to do those things. And I also want my audience to know that the two readings that you heard from Zaria Brown and Rashida Koster, they are devotionals from Crosswalk. So Crosswalk is a very good tool to lead you in the path of righteousness. So really spend some time reading Crosswalk and listening to some of their audio pieces, because there are some very, very strong messages there. And the weekly overview here is that our Heavenly Father has made incredible promises to us, his children. And while our God is completely faithful to deliver on his promises, he does not force them on us. He's promised his nearness, his affections, and an eternal life spent with us, to spend with him, but we have the power to choose our own way. So we made that decision which way we want to go. But keep in mind, we cannot serve two masters. He doesn't force himself where there's no space. God's word won't have power in our lives if we don't read it. So that means you got to meditate and stay in the word, read his word. We won't hear God effectively if we're not listening, and we can't experience his nearness if we constantly fill our lives with other things. So stay focused on Jesus in anything and everything that we do, and we will still be achievers. We will be those people of greatness in him. So today we're going to really take the word in heart that we have looked at, and the song of Thomas Dorsey, Precious Lord, take our hand, lead us on to that promised land. Because there's a season for everything, and he has made everything beautiful in its time. And he has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. And that is a scripture from Ecclesiastes 3:11. And we don't really know what tomorrow brings, so we need to be ready when he comes. And that's why it's so important to have a heart for the Lord, to fall in love with Jesus, to know him, to live by his word. He is faithful. So, you know, if the Lord is faithful, you will be faithful. You know, there's an order in life, and God has set it aside in his word in terms of what the way we should live and the things that he expects from us. You know, but we're coming up to Easter that is actually Resurrection Sunday. So we are in this season that we call Lent, which is a time to reflect and to think about what you need to ask God to forgive you for, to know that he is the lamp to our feet and the light of our path. So really and truly, take time and embed yourself in the word and fall in love with Jesus. And I would like to thank my co-host, Daria Brown, for joining Happy Talk Radio, Happy Talk Story Time, Walking in the Light today. Thank you, Daria, for being here. Would you like to share any other information before we close out? Because we're going to leave this program today, once again, falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah. So to learn more about Not Limited and to view the products that we have, you can go on, if you have Instagram, it's at Not Limited, KNOTLIMITED, and the website is www.notlimitedllc.com. So, yeah, if you guys want to check that out, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, and we're going to have Rashida Costa close us out in a prayer, and then we're going to go out with music, Falling in Love with Jesus. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most inspirational talk from coast to coast.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this program. We just pray, Heavenly Father, you just bless the hearer who has heard these words. May it encourage their soul. May it turn their eyes to you more and more. And I pray, Heavenly Father, as we meditate on these things which we have heard, may it, as we depart from listening to this message, may it continue to do its good work in us, stirring our hearts, cleansing us, so that we may love you more and more in everything that we think, say, and do, for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. The best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never death connected. No. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me. Come on, sing it.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Oh, sing it.
Falling in love.
Come on, can you stand up and sing with me?
rather be crowned. There is no place. There is no place. There is no place. Let us hope I said, well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord.